Shah Bitochen, Chavisavav Shah Bitochen Perek Dalid. In my Lev Tov edition, it's page Shin Mem Vav. If you remember back in the olden days when we were doing our learning, we've been going through different various areas of life in terms of how we apply Bitochen to these different areas. And now we get into what the Chavetz Chavavos considers a delicate area to discuss. So let's see. Shin Mem Vav, Perush HaChelek HaRevi. Sorry, let me say one moment. I'm just going to close the door here. Perush HaChelek HaRevi. The fourth area that we're going to discuss how you apply Bitochen to is Binyanei Chavetz Halvavis Vavorim Sha'adam Isyached B'Torah Eloisam V'Nizka is in the realm of mitzvahs. How do you apply Bitochen when it comes to mitzvahs? You have a mitzvah to do. Is there room to say, and how much is there room to say that, well, it's up to Hashem. It's in the hands of Hashem. So he divides this discussion into two realms of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that are your own personal business, have nothing to do with anybody else, and mitzvahs that involve others. First, we see the first category. So we start with the mitzvahs that involve only you. Vizeh, such as tzayim, fasting, davening, sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, keeping Shabbos, keeping Yom Tov, not doing averus. These are all personal issues. You might do these mitzvahs with other people, but in essence, it's a mitzvah that is a personal obligation, doesn't necessarily involve anybody else. It's between you and Hashem. Also, other inner mitzvahs that are just between you and Hashem, don't involve other people, such as emunah, etc. V'ta'aloisam v'nizkum, any of their effect or any problems that may result from these mitzvahs, kolina, miuchada isboi mibli shab bnei adam, they'll only affect you. It doesn't have to do with anybody else. It's not like tzedakah, for example, which involves another person. Hey, we're talking about the mitzvahs that only involve you. So, how do we apply Bitochen in the realm of mitzvahs? To say that it's up to Hashem whether it'll get done or not. Is there room to say such a thing when it comes to mitzvahs? So I'm going to explain it. And here he gives us a preface just indicating that he considers himself as moving into a very delicate area. Umeelekim Eshal, the Chavetz Chavavos, saying, I ask of Hashem lahoyis oisya emes berachamav. I ask of Hashem to guide me to the truth in His mercy. The Chavetz Chavavos is apprehensive about touching this. This is a scary subject if you think about it. Is there room to say that whether a mitzvah will happen or not, how it'll happen, it's up to Hashem. See, on the one hand, you can give people a sense of absolving them of their responsibilities. On the other hand, Bitochen is an important issue of emunah, and we do have to understand what is in Hashem's hand and what is in our hands. So there is a dangerous, you know, problem if you do and problem if you don't here. So he says as follows. Vehu. A mitzvah or an avera, and here again, the Chavetz Chavavos in his classic style is breaking things down very methodically. They're only possible if three things come together. You can only do a mitzvah after three things come together. Number one is the desire to do the mitzvah. You'd like to do it. First is the idea. Then is the decision to actually do it. Is the actual physical attempt to make it happen. To actually make it happen. So now, just to bring out the three stages, I'll relate a certain incident. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter founded the famous Kovna Koil, which you may say is kind of like the forerunner of the contemporary Koil. It was a koil intended to support budding, promising Talmidei Chachamim. And he raised funds for it. And he was one time seen approaching a very poor man and giving him his whole pitch. He gave him his whole pitch about the importance of it, about the great merit in supporting it. And it was very clear that this guy really could not give, well, anything. You know, maybe he would come up with a rusty zloty. The most you could hope to get out of him was a check for $1.80. So some of the Talmidim saw, he was mamish giving him the whole, he approached it with the same effort that he would approach people who he could really get substantial support from. So he asked, some of the Talmidim asked him, what's going on here? What are you expecting? So Yisrael Salanter said something very profound. He said, you have to understand that raising money is not just for the purpose of supporting the koil. It's not just for the purpose of supporting the koil. It's there to provide Klal Yisrael with that merit. A very, very important part of Klal Yisrael's merit is the fact that they are maintaining Torah among themselves. And therefore, just as much a part of my mission to actually maintain this koilo, an equal part of my mission is to get people to give to it. That's an end in itself, because that itself is bringing great merit to the Jewish people. Now, he said, and here's where the big chiddush is. So this is already an interesting perspective, but here's where the big chiddush is. He said, here I have a man who cannot give, but he can want to give. In terms of the merit, if he's dying to give, and the only reason he's not is because he fills out a check, but the check has no coverage. But he made that decision. He in his heart really, really wants to give that money. He already has merit to an extent for his desire to do this mitzvah. And part of my purpose is to provide people with this merit. And therefore, even if he can't give anything, if I managed to fire up a deep desire to do it, if he's longing to do it, if he's wishing he could, that's a major achievement. So the Chaim Salvavitz says that step number one is the desire to do it. Step number two is the decision to do it. The decision to do it. The decision to do it is taking it to the next step, right? A person, we all know, we have desire to do different things. We never actually get to it. The desire itself, the fact that your heart is in the right place, gives you a certain level of merit. It does. Okay, fine. But it's certainly not this same level of merit is actually going ahead and doing it. They're saying the decision to do it means that you are really going to go about doing it. Okay? And then the next shlav, the next stage, is that it actually happens. So we have desire, decision. Desire, I call it theoretical desire. Decision means a practical decision. And then there's making it happen. So let's see. The Chavis Hamavitz breaks it down like this. What should be obvious to us is that there are a couple of things that are completely in our hands. What are they? The desire to do the mitzvah. And the decision to actually carry it out, those are in our hands. There, to say, I am trusting Hashem, is foolishness. If a person comes and says, look, if Hashem wants me to do the right thing, He'll inspire me to do it. Right now, I'm going to be living it up. If Hashem wants me to make a change of lifestyle, He'll inspire me to make that decision. Absolutely not. No such thing. The desire to do it, the decision to do the right thing, is completely your business, completely your responsibility, and entirely in your hands. Hashem did hand over to us the decision to serve Him. Like it says, you shall choose life. But Hashem did not give us necessarily put into our hands the ability to ensure that it actually happens. What are we given the ability to do? The desire to do it and the decision to do it. The decision to do it, but again, by decision to do it, I don't mean a decision that, okay, I'm going to do it, then you forget about it for 3 weeks. Decision to do it, I'll give you a mashal of decision to do it. The decision to do it is when we once made a family simcha, and my wife's best friend had said she was going to come. And then she didn't show up. My wife noted that, and she was obvious to my wife. Okay, obviously something came up. She couldn't make it. And then the next day, my wife's friend called her and said, you know why we didn't come? They had driven onto an obstacle, onto one of these traffic obstacles. They actually managed to drive up on top of it. The kids said they had a big accident on the road. They were on the road coming, and they had a big accident, and they spent 45 minutes on the road until the fire department got them out of the car, and then they went back home, shaken, etc. There's a case of the desire was there and the decision was there. That's called that the decision was there, because you actually did everything. You decided to do it in such a way of practically doing everything in your power to carry it out. Here the Chavis HaVavis says, whether you actually get there or not, that Hashem didn't put into your hands. They went, right? Now I'm using this as a mashal for a mitzvah. But it's the same idea when it comes to a mitzvah. Desire to do it, Chavis HaVavis is telling us, you get a certain level of credit for that. Even if it remains theoretical, the fact that that's where your heart is already gives you a certain level of merit. It's important to realize that. But realize, obviously, that that is far from the level of actually deciding to do it in a practical way and going about doing everything in your power to do it. That's all you could do. Whether it'll actually happen or not, that's up to Hashem. But you did everything you could. As far as we're concerned, that is all that Hashem is asking of you. So, it says, whether it will actually happen or not might depend on things that are out of your control. And it's not your business to ensure that it actually happens. There's a fine line that he's saying here. It can't be taken wrong. If it's taken wrong, it can land the person in Gehenna. Hashem expects of you to A, desire to do the mitzvah, B, to make the practical decision to do it, which involves doing everything in your power. If it didn't end up happening, don't fret, because in the first place, that was not put into your hands. It's a big, the Chavis HaVavis is mamish taking the concept, Chazal say, that if a person meant to do a mitzvah, v'nenas v'leyaso, it's an oynes, he didn't do it. So Hashem considers it as though he did it. The Chavis HaVavis is mamish saying, it's not just that there's this concept, oh, you meant to, so I'm going to give you schar. Chavis HaVavis is saying, the whole concept of doing mitzvahs is only the meaning to. It's only the meaning to. That's what it is. but meaning to, again, like we said, in a way of doing everything in your power to do it. If it didn't end up working out, you didn't lose the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. That was an amazing insight. That there was a Talmud Chacham who was sick at the end of his life, and he was lying in bed unconscious. And this is something that will cross the minds, chalila, of families who are in this situation, where there's a loved one who is not going to get better. You know, we always hope for miracles, but see, he's not going to get better. And he's already unconscious, not communicating anymore. And things are taking their time. And people are wondering, what's the purpose of this person's life right now? He's only suffering, not communicating. His das isn't even there. And 3 weeks go by, 4 weeks go by. The stipler said something astounding. He said, 1 minute. If this person were awake and capable, would he put on tefillin? He would, right? So he's nenas v'layasa. He is getting the credit for his full schedule. Because, again, the desire is there. The theoretical decision to do it is there. But he's getting credit for his full schedule. That's a very, very fruitful and productive life. This is really the point the Chavis HaLavavis is making. He's saying, making it actually happen wasn't put into your hands in the first place. Okay, like we said, the Chavis HaLavavis is in the middle of bringing out a delicate point, but as is our custom, we're going to stop in mid-sentence. Gute Nacht, Rabbi.
Good night.
Good night, Rabbi Aryeh. Rafua Shalema.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Regularly.
Aryeh, Rafua Shalema.